Hallelujah.
www.ascensiontracks.com.
Y'all come in. Let's worship the Lord. We give him praise.
We give him praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen.
You have rescued my life. And I'm never going back.
You have rescued my life.
And I'm never going back. My response is hallelujah. You're my redeemer. Hallelujah. My response is hallelujah, you're my redeemer. Hallelujah, you have rescued my life.
Y'all tap in, come on and worship the Lord with me. Give him glory, give him praise. Hallelujah.
And I'm never going to be.
Let this marinate in your spirit. I got a word for y'all that God dropped in my spirit. And it's going to shift and change your life forever. But I come to give your praise and glory. Eba satanabo sodo. Ikandadadabo sadi. Have your way, Holy Ghost, in this place. Have your way in this place. Release and shift the atmosphere right now. Release and shift the atmosphere right now. Let that anointing that destroyed the yoke come in this place like never before. But I pray that somebody that's hearing this recording, their whole entire life will go to the next level and shift. Ebo Soto, let the fire of God begin to burn up everything in your life that no longer needs to be there. Come on in and tap in. This is your lovely host,
Jeremy Deshaun Cleveland.
Hallelujah.
You have rescued my life. And I'm never going back. You have rescued my life. And I'm never going back.
Come on in, man. We gonna shoot straight to the word. In Romans 10:9, it reads that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him out from the dead, you will be saved. Watch this. I had a dream at 3:30 a.m. and God woke me up and begin to give me a word because of the dream that I had. And the dream, it was like this. There was one book and it was an evil book. I never read it. But the more it came to me, it seemed like the enemy got mad because I didn't open it and read it. But I kept saying, I bind this evil thing. Y'all gotta go with me now. Okay, then a second book came. I did not read it. And each time that that book came, the servant, Lucifer's servant, showed up trying to get me off course. But I kept binding and saying, devil, you is a liar. I rebuke you. Come on, follow me now. I know the music went out, but watch this. Then the third book came. It got even worse. The evil got intense. And then Satan released all three of his servants. Sorry about that. Then before you know it, I'm still praying in the Holy Ghost, believing that God removed that evil away from me and that I am saved. Before you know it, we wind up getting in the car. Each time, watch this, I got out the car, the book was wherever I was at. The book was where I was at, and plus Satan's servant. But I kept on praying in the Holy Ghost. I kept on praying, Jesus, save us, save our soul, save our soul. By the end of the conversation, by the end of that dream, I woke up praising God and praying that the Lord save us. But watch this. Let me rewind just a little bit. After we got to the house, there was my kids was in the back. I was in the front. We pulled up. And keep in mind, the books is still in the back, of the trunk. When we got out, I kept telling my kids, y'all pray, intercede. Watch this, man. They got out the car. By the time they got out the car, the books fell out. I did not go and look at those books. I couldn't stand them because they was evil. All of Satan's servants surrounded us. And do you not know, we looked up, my kids was on fire, but I begin to praise God. I begin to say, Lord, save us, save us, save us, Lord, save us, save us. The more I said save us, guess what? God began to send his angels and things begin to just move. Things begin to turn around. Ebo, so the fire began to leave. I seen the angels of the heaven being released. Mandaboko, come on, y'all gotta get with me. This is why it's imperative in this hour that we got to be connected with God and know that he is our savior and that he will save us. A wretched man like us, he will save our kids, he will save our mothers, he will save our fathers. Y'all gotta understand, like the word says in Romans 10:9, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him out from the dead, you will be saved. God will save you. God will save anybody that you are connected to in your bloodline. God will save you from people. God will save you from the pits of hell. God will save you from everything that's trying to destroy your life. God will save you from yourself. Self-destruction is real. And if you're not careful, you will destruct yourself and cause yourself to go to the pits of hell. If you're not careful yourself, you will cause yourself to do stupid things and try to take your life and do all that type of stuff. But the devil is a liar. We rebuke Satan. We cast that thing up out of him. Anybody is not exempt from this. Satan, if you play with him, guess what? You gonna get it. If you play with him, you gonna get what you want from him. Leave Lucifer alone. He is nothing to play with. Leave these Ouija boards alone. Leave witchcraft alone. Leave all that bull crap alone and get to your Father. Get to your Savior and let him know that you love him and that you need him and that you care about him because he care about you. This is the message that I have for you. And God will deliver you. God will deliver you. God will heal you. God will take care of you. God will provide for you. I just needed to get up on here because that dream, y'all, that dream, oh my God, it scared me. But I thank God for saving my family. I thank God for saving my children. I thank God for saving everybody. And I'm going to continue to say it until I fully see it come to fruition. That he saved everybody. The Bible says if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, you will be saved. Watch this. Also, the Bible says that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord of Lords. I just had to get this message out there, y'all. Please, at your appointed time, and if it's time for you to have an encounter with God, let him have your life. You will not go wrong. You're going to still have trials and tribulations and troubles. I'm telling you, it's not going to always be peaches and creams. But when you're going through the storm, God will bring peace. God will give you peace through it. And he will help you and see you through. He will give you a helper. He will send you a helper. And the helper is the Holy Ghost. So I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. I give him praise. I give him glory. Please, if you're hearing this recording, I declare and decree that if you need to be saved, that you would just confess it and believe in your heart and you will be saved. Ask God to forgive you for your sins and he will heal you and heal your land. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is your lovely host, Jeremy Deshaun Cleveland. All right, bye-bye.